Yes, Mrs. Finkel? Send in Darth Vader, please. Ah, Mr. Vader, great. Come in, sit down. Do you want a coffee or something? No, you're fine. Okay, so, Mr. Vader.
Lord Vader.
Lord Vader, yes. First off, I wanted you to know that the Empire has scheduled these performance reviews for all its minions. So, look at this as a growth opportunity and not as a criticism, okay? Okay, so, we do have some notes on your management style.
What kind of notes?
It's about choking people, actually. You've choked to death about, 9 of your senior staff members in the last week. Which is a pretty high choking rate, actually.
They failed me.
I'm sure they did. But have you considered different management techniques? Because, frankly, we're having trouble finding people who want to work with you.
In spite of the dental plan?
In spite of the dental plan. Look, Darth, let's be frank. Do you realize people around here are actually scared of you? They're afraid that if they approach you with their questions or concerns that you'll kill them.
That's not true. My door's always open.
Your door's always open, but if anybody comes in, you choke them. Do you know how many years of training it takes to become a space admiral? The reason we can't catch Han Solo is because we're bringing in the rookies because you've choked all the qualified people. Instead of choking someone, you could give them a pat on the back.
I don't understand. How would that kill them?
It wouldn't kill them. It would encourage them. It would say, hey, you dropped the ball, but we're all on the same Death Star here. You know, Darth, space is a lonely place, and if we bad guys can't be kind to each other, then why are we out here blowing up planets in the first place?
You make a good point.
Okay. Secondly, we wanted to talk to you about the mission statement you wrote up for the Death Star. What was that again?
It blows up planets.
Yeah, see, I think we can expand on that. What about something like, the Death Star is a world-class, cost-effective center of excellence in the field of blowing up planets. It will oppress the galaxy while providing a respectful, non-smoking, wheelchair-accessible workplace for its staff, robots, and big snake things that live in the trash compactor.
Can we take out the part about being wheelchair-accessible? Because I think we're grandfathered on that.
Oh, good point. Excellent. Well, this has been a very productive meeting. Thanks a lot, Lord Vader.
Call me Anakin.
Okay. And remember, buddy, the dark side is supposed to be the fun side of the Force. So go get drunk, smoke something, pick a fight with a stormtrooper. We got lots of them. They're cheap.
All right. May the Force be with you.
Absolutely. See you at the golf tournament.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wiener.